the Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. It's 5 a.m. here in the Studo Financial Studios, and my name is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got the wonderful Kristen Hildebrand, who is Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, right here alongside. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so we started talking about bulbs yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. And it
the light bulb's going off, right, for
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
after we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say. Something along that nature, but it's almost too easy. But anyway, so
I am
but
a
you talked
child.
About you talked about, you know, we wanted to pick a bulb that was I like this. It was had some weight to it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. So it has some density to it.
Yes.
Right? So it's not hollowed out. All right. We want to make sure that that tunic or that paper-like covering is on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. And we wanted to make sure that they were free of, you know, moisture and debris and mildew and that kind of stuff. Right. Does that pretty well get me?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. You did a really good recap there.
All right. Good. I do pay attention sometimes.
You do. You take good notes.
Well, yeah. Something like that. Okay. All right. So today you're going to talk about, you know, going ahead and planting those bulbs.
Yeah. So the first thing I wanted to address was knowing when to hold them. So if you're ordering through those mail order companies, they will do some of that guesswork for you. They actually ship those bulbs at the proper planting time for your area because they get your address, you know, and so they know.
So they just run the numbers.
Yeah. So they obviously know when to plant. But if you're shopping local, and we always like to support our local businesses here in our area, always buy your bulbs as early as you can find them in the store. And you might not be able to plant them directly outside, but you can always hold them until it's ready. And if you do have to do that, a cool spot in your basement anytime around 55 to 65 degrees is a good way to hold them. So when to plant them, you want the bulbs to have plenty of time to send out roots this fall, but you don't want the tips to really start poking through the ground until next spring. So if the soil is above 60 degrees for too long after planting, they can do just that. Now, there are some exceptions, like daffodils. They bloom best the first spring if they have time to send out lots of roots before winter. So it's okay to plant them generally right after the first frost while the soil is still warm. Now, tulips, on the other hand, can go in very late, even just before the ground freezes, and still bloom just fine. And then there's some other ones that you kind of have to kind of watch out for, because some of them will actually be fragile and they dry out no matter what you do. So it just kind of depends on the bulb. But for the best survival rate, plant them right away, whatever the soil temperature, and don't be surprised when you've got grape hyacinth sprouts leaves as soon as they actually are planted. Now, the other thing with planting, Chris, is you need to look about the depth. And so the way to know this is you look at the actual size of the flower bulb that you're planting. So a general rule of thumb is to plant a bulb at a depth equal to 3 times the bulb's height. So the bigger the bulb, the
deeper
lower
the hole.
Yeah, exactly. So your allium bulbs, like those are really, really expensive, but they're beautiful. And they have like a bright purple bloom to it. Those are ones that's going to go pretty deep in the ground. Tulips will be pretty deep in the ground. Daffodils are okay, but some of the other ones that can actually be close to the soil line are things like snowdrops. You've got actually some crocus, that it's one of the early blooming ones that's kind of closer to the ground. So it really just depends on the size of that bulb. And if you have questions, you know, you can always check specifically what's listed on that label. Now, a couple of the planting pointers I want to point out is that generally you're going to plant these in trenches. So it's a good thing to get your soil prepped and ready to go. Most of these are bulbs, so you don't want a lot of water around those bulbs because it can rot underground. So you just want to make sure that soil is loose, it's friable, and you know, a lot of times people will incorporate organic material into it. Sometimes people, if they don't have a well-drained site and they still want flower bulbs, they can look to raised beds. But whenever you're planting, plant according to the label directions. Sometimes people will purchase a drill and an auger, and if you're planting a lot all at once, it's actually pretty fast. Basically, you'll have to do a little bit of feeding, and we've always got that information at the extension office. But planting bulbs for this time of year is always something fun, and again, it's something that you can look forward to for the spring season.
All right. Well, thank you. And folks, if you got any more questions about planting bulbs, pick up that phone, give us a call at the extension office. And I'm going to invite you back here tomorrow because, Kristen, we're going to talk about a good sounding, a good tasting fall recipe, some apple cinnamon pork chops.
It sounds delicious.
All right. So we want you to join us back here not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobdy, Dye, and Reed and over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.